If I were polite, if I were patient, I would ask for your permission to come inside. But I'm already in. Darling, you should be more careful about inviting vampires inside. You can't take back an invitation. It would be impolite and also completely useless. Oh, darling, you just can't trust folk tales. I should know. Where do you think they started? Oh, I know. Vampires, so tricky. So difficult, so sly, so very hungry. Vampires are known to be a little bit manipulative. Just a little. It's a side effect of the hunger, you see. Darling, the hunger is behind everything we do. It inspires, it motivates, it tortures, it makes me want. I had all kinds of good intentions for you. I swear I did. I was going to be detached. I was going to be hands off. I was just going to help. I was just going to be a friend. But vampires don't really do. Friends is so insipid, so disappointing, because friends is just a tease, a taste, and I don't like being teased. And oh, how you tease me. Darling, I have something to tell you, and I have a feeling that you're not going to like it. Because you're mortal, and mortals can be so flighty, so unhelpful, so mortal. No, it's not a bad thing, darling. It's not at all a bad thing. It's just rather inconvenient. And you mortals do so love to be inconvenient. You love to get in the way. You love to mess with my plans, and you are messing with my plans. Oh, darling, there's no need to apologize. There's no point in apologizing. It's just who you are. And if I'm honest, it's actually all my fault. Because I did something very mortal. Frighteningly mortal, in fact. Scarily mortal. I lied to myself. I lied. I deceived myself, and I was an idiot. And I am not ordinarily an idiot. I am far from idiotic. But when it comes to you, when it comes to you, darling, I am afflicted, affected. I am utterly fucked. It's all my fault. So don't apologize. There's absolutely no need. And I think you would regret it if you did. Because you don't know what's going to happen, but I do. I do, and I'm not sorry about it. I don't feel bad about it. I don't feel guilty. In fact, all I feel is hungry. I feel so hungry. I need to feed. I need to feast. I need to sate this want. I am so hungry. I am so very hungry. And darling, I am hungry for you. For all of you. Not just your blood. If it were just your blood I wanted, I would be draining you as I speak. I would just drain you dry. I would kill you and it wouldn't matter. You would cease to be inconvenient. You would just cease to be. However, it's not just your blood that I'm craving. It's not just your blood that I want. I want you, darling. I want you. I need you. All of you. But not mortal, inconvenient you. I need vampire you. And thus we have a problem because you are not a vampire, you are just mortal. So, very inconvenient. See? Mortals. So inconvenient. But I can fix it. Oh, you don't want to be a vampire. That is unfortunate. Oh, you don't want to hurt me. That's so mortal. You can't hurt me. Darling. Darling, have I said anything to indicate that you have a choice? Have I said anything to indicate that there is an option to say no? Because there's not. Oh, what are you going to do, darling? What are you going to do? What can you do? Are you going to run? Hide? Are you going to threaten me? Fight me? Try to kill me? Oh, please do. Please do. Of course, it's all pointless. Darling, you're going to the Nightingale. What's the Nightingale? That's a good question, darling. That is a very good question. What is the Nightingale? That is not something I'm going to tell you. It's something you're going to find out. Oh, darling, I wish this. I was about to lie. I was about to be all sweet and mortal and say, I wish it could be different. But I don't. I don't. I want you. And I'm going to have you. I'm going to have you. All of you. Forever. Oh, I can't wait. Have to, because your blood is fucking me up. But don't worry, not that you were. I can fix it. I can fix it. And when I do, you will cease to be inconvenient. You will start to be. But first we go to the Nightingale. But before that, I have to do something you're not going to like. And I'm not sorry. Do you want to know what it is? Oh, I know you don't, but do you want to know? Of course you do, of course you do. Because even though you know it's going to be bad, even though you know it's going to suck, like a vampire desperate for a taste of your blood, even though you know that, you still want to know. That's so mortal, so annoyingly mortal, darling, I will tell you. before everything, before I... before I feed on you, revel in your blood, before we dance in the moonlight, before you die, before all of that, I have to knock you out. I told you you weren't going to like it. But you just had to know, didn't you? So very mortal of you. I can't wait. I can't wait. But I will. Because I have to. And I shouldn't say this because I know you can still hear me on some level, but I'm going to, because I'm acting all inconveniently mortal at the moment. I can't drink your blood, even though it's all I want, because if I were to taste just a drop of it, a drop of your delicious, delicious blood, it would kill me. It would kill me. So I have to kill you first. I have to turn you, I have to drain you, and I can't do that anywhere else. So, darling, we have a reservation, and we can't be late.